Visiting with Chase County boys basketball coach Cade Witt here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you're 3-3, and just like every other team in the area, a lot of chaos happening last week with the winter storm, all the postponements, and you had two games wiped out. You're 3-3. First off, how did things go in practice over the holiday break before kind of Mother Nature stalled the high school basketball season?
Well, yeah, so we had 6 days of practice coming out after Christmas. You know, I thought we were looking pretty good by the end of the week, but then we came back after the weekend, and obviously we had several days off. We practiced short one day, and then we're out of school again. So, you know, some of that progress we saw, you know, we kind of fell off and didn't really have too many days of practice, but we had a good look yesterday, so hopefully we're coming out strong today.
Excellent, excellent. Your games last week, you had Mission Valley that needs to be made up, and then the West Franklin games from Friday. You have any makeup dates on those yet?
Yeah, so we got Mission Valley today.
Okay.
And so that's going to be, we've got rescheduled for today. And then we'll look at, we got Linden and Council Grove the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
The West Franklin game, we don't have a date for yet.
All right. So you're right back at it tonight. Yeah. First game of the 2025.
Yep.
Well, how big is it to have a turnaround and you're playing three games this week? Because shootout is next week, and I can't believe it, Coach.
Well, I know. That's what I was looking at, just our record, and you know, we've only played three games, and I'm like, man, we're right here on the cusp of the league tournament. But sometimes that happens. You get a couple games missed, but hopefully we get three more in this week, so we'll have all but one of those games. So we're looking just to, you know, you come out of break on its own, and you're kind of, you know, just wondering how you play coming out of break, and then you add in, you know, another 5 days where you're not in school and not practicing. And so we're looking to get back at it, just kind of see how we come out. It's kind of, you know, be one of those games coming out of maybe just the first game of the year. You really don't know how you're going to shoot, but we're hoping to play physical, play quick, and hopefully everything else comes in line.
Definitely, definitely. Who's taking some strides in the right direction, or has that been just kind of a team effort, trying to go into the right direction here in January?
Yeah, it kind of depends on the game. You know, before break, those two games before break, Carson Shore had a big game. He scored 23 against Waubunsee. And then the next game, Wyatt Griffin scored 23 for us. And, you know, we've kind of had a few guys, Guthrie Danford, Landon Doney, who've usually around the 10-point mark. So we've been pretty well balanced, but we've usually had, you know, one of those guys step up and have a big game. So I think coming out here and coming into the Flint Hill shootout, you know, we're going to definitely have a couple guys step up scoring-wise each game.
Visiting with Chase County boys basketball coach Cade Witt here on the Area Coach's Corner. And as Coach mentioned a little bit ago, the Bulldogs back at it tonight with the first of three. They head up to Mission Valley tomorrow. They have Linden at home, and then you have Council Grove at home on Friday before Flint Hills League shootout play begins on Tuesday for you guys.
Yeah, so it's going to be some pretty good games here. We'll finish off with Council Grove on Friday, and they've been having a really good season. So we should see some really good basketball here this week before we start the shootout.
You know, how big is every game this week? Because seeding matters when it comes to next week.
Oh, for sure. So just looking at the record, a lot of these teams are pretty well balanced on their games. So, you know, looking at it, I don't know if Mission Valley has a – I don't think – they lost to Council Grove early. West Franklin maybe lost to the Council Grove early. So Council Grove maybe – them and Waubunsee maybe the two teams who haven't – lost the league game yet, and then you got a lot of teams in there like us that have one league loss, so this week should settle a lot of that out, and so we're hoping to be on the top side of that.
Excellent, excellent. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Glad to talk to you again here in 2025. Best of luck tonight at Mission Valley, and best of luck coming up tomorrow and Friday with Linden and Council Grove at home, and best of luck next week in the Flint Hills League shootout. We look forward to carrying the semifinals coming up on Friday of next week, and along with the third and championship game. So hopefully we'll be seeing the Bulldogs a little bit in Wadatorium next week, and talk to you again in 2 weeks.
All right, thank you.
That is Chase County boys basketball coach Cade Witt joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizen State Bank, Griffin Real Estate, and the Chase County Chamber of Commerce on KVOE Live and Local.